This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 318, How Kenji Went From Sevens to Nines.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Kenji is back on the show. After a lot of hard work, he surprised himself with how awesome his IELTS scores were. Find out how he achieved these rockin' results today. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are back with Kenji. He was on the podcast recently, actually. And we have him back today. Kenji, why are you gracing us with your IELTS genius presence?
I wouldn't say genius. I would say lucky because I actually got some pretty good scores that I couldn't believe.
Some flipping amazing scores, man. Seriously, so awesome. Especially with what happened with the writing, and we'll get into that later. First, please, let's back up a little bit. Did you take the IELTS exam before this?
Yes, I did. I think it was on March this year. It was general training, but I had no preparation before. I mean, I took some book and started studying by myself. But I did not get very good scores, so that's why I decided to join the Three Keys IELTS.
So what were your scores in March?
I think was 7 in listening. Reading, I believe it was 7 or 8, I don't recall. Speaking, 6 in writing, 7.
Okay, all right. And what did you need overall? Why weren't those scores good enough?
Because I had plans to move to Canada, and in order to do that, I have to apply for a Canadian university. So I had to take the academic course. But since the writing was so different than the general training, I decided to join you guys.
And we are happy you did, Kenji.
Me too, definitely.
You were always, like, so active in the Facebook group. I mean, even before we had you on the show the last time, I knew who you were because I'd seen your posts. I'd responded to a couple things. You know, you were already on my radar as, like a hardworking student, someone who is engaging in their IELTS practice, like actually thinking about stuff, you know? And this is what happens. I mean, you work hard, you give yourself fully, like all your brain power, lots of your energy into this preparation. And that's really the only way that you're gonna get these awesome, amazing results. Okay, so lay it on us, Kenji. What were your most recent IELTS scores?
In listening, I took 8.5, reading 9, speaking 7, and writing 7.5.
That's incredible, man. Let's start from the top here.
Okay.
Reading 9? We've had a few 9s in reading lately. What do you think it is? I mean, I know you did a lot of preparation on your own, like just outside the course probably, but it's a combination of stuff, right? Like strategies and preparation. So can you give us some tips? What like extra preparation did you do?
Well, besides using your strategies in almost every practice test I took to prepare for the real test, I remember that I went to, in almost every day, I went to BBC website and start reading all those articles they published there. And, you know, I was always concerned that every part of my life had to be some way related to English. So, for example, if I would go to a grocery shop, I would then try to think about the groceries in English and trying to really feel that I, you know, just that life really immersed in the culture, you know?
So how are you able to do that living in Brazil, right? You're in Brazil, right?
Yeah, I'm in Fortaleza.
Okay, so how are you able to immerse yourself in English if you don't live in an English-speaking country? I mean, that's something students all over the world are trying to accomplish, and many think it's impossible. So, like, one example you gave was going just daily life, right? Trying to think about stuff in English, like in the supermarket, reading the BBC. Is there anything else you could advise people to do to how to create this for themselves?
For example, every day before going to work, I would listen to the World News, BBC World News podcast, as my main type of, newspaper to hear from, you know, every day. Also, my wife, she speaks, basic English, but she would help me a lot, just try to speak with her. And my kids don't speak English at all, but they begin to have English in school. So I would just start talking with them, and I realized that they really understood what I was saying, but they didn't know how to speak, but I'm sure that they were getting.
That's fantastic, man. That's so awesome. Okay. So immersing yourself in English, creating this environment for yourself, really, it takes a lot of motivation. And it takes a lot of, I love this word, stick-to-itiveness. That is a word. It is a word, you guys.
Is that a real word?
It is. It's one of my favorites. It's super long and very descriptive. It'll be in the blog, guys. Don't worry. I'll write it down. But yeah, I mean, I hear students begin plans like this, right? They're like, yeah, I promised my friend we would speak English only with each other or whatever. But then, like, they don't follow through. What do you think helped you really follow through on these goals, really, like, carry out these actions?
I mostly it was probably because of my wife. She was always very supportive, you know. She used to complain whenever I was not studying because this is a family plan, so I just had to do it.
So it helps to have a little bit of nagging behind you, perhaps.
Yeah, during the weekend, she just prevented me to do any type of household chores and help with the kids. Just stick to studying because,
you
know, the test is near and you have to practice. Otherwise, you have to do it all over again. And then she would have to, you know, take care of the whole house by herself all over again.
Right? I know. She's like, okay, we could do this for a month or we could do this for 5. I'm choosing 1 month. Okay, that's awesome. We can learn from Kenji's amazing success how important strategies are. If you would like to learn the same strategies that rocketed his IELTS scores, check out our course, 3 Keys IELTS, available now at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So let's talk strategies then, all right? Like, what do you remember using on test day or using in your practice exams that you learned in the course that, excuse me, that really helped you get that 9 on reading?
I believe that the most strategies that I used was skimming the test and, you know, try to just focus in on the beginning and in the end of the paragraph, just to get the main ideas and then just go straight to the answer and make sure that the answers were on that paragraph. Uh-huh. Also, I believe that just the ability of practicing every day made me feel that the strategies were flowing more naturally. I didn't have to just, you know, try to think about what questions they were really asking for me. So I just knew where I had to go.
Yeah, because you had the step-by-step plan, and it sounds like you practiced the same steps over and over in a lot of practice tests.
I just had to pay attention to true or false and not giving, and yes or no, not giving, because it's pretty much the same thing. You just change the word.
They're basically the same. I think IELTS teachers like to present them differently just so they have another lesson and can fill another day of class or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's one strategy for both. So yeah. Okay. So 9 in reading and then 8.5 in listening. I mean, I think we know how you did this. It sounds like you've listened to a lot of podcasts, really like immersed yourself well in that regard.
Yeah.
Okay. So listening, I think, is one of the easiest things to improve on our own, right? Is there anything from the course that could draw you up in listening as well?
Not really. I think it's pretty much just following the strategies and keeping up to the study plan and just be really immersed in the English culture.
So how did the study plan help you?
I had to struggle most with the writing and speaking. So I really dig into those topics. And I think that in speaking, and actually it was something that you told me during the power hours, that following the strategy of telling a story made me get the score that I really wanted for the speaking, because I knew that I wouldn't improve in such a short time my ability in speaking. So I just kept on trying to speak without pauses, because that was actually got me a 6 during my general exam in the beginning of the year.
What got you a 6?
Not speaking for two minutes straight. A lot of pauses, those sort of stuff.
That's interesting, though. So, I mean, that's a good point. It is really hard to, like, generally improve our speaking and writing in a short amount of time. And it's not about that. It's about giving the examiner what he or she wants. Right?
Yeah.
So it's about meeting these requirements, knowing the individual skills and characteristics that the examiner is looking for, and just making sure to hit those requirements. And it's not so much like making you more fluent or making you a better writer, like overall. Like, it's not just that. It's taking the skills you already have and just fitting in these, I don't want to say secrets, but, you know, just learning these little tips and tricks involved with the scoring system, and just bringing the score up that way. So, yeah, I mean, we're talking about strategies. This is also very strategic, right?
It's so strategic that I have to, you know, I knew that I wouldn't get a very high score in speaking, but I would rely on my listening and reading skills.
Yeah.
So just try to stick with the minimal grade that you can get in order to achieve your goals.
Sure. Yeah. What did you need to get overall?
I need to get a 6.5, but not a score below 6.
Oh, okay. You far surpassed that, sir.
Yeah. I was just amazed.
Okay, let's talk about writing a little bit. So, actually, your situation we did speak about in a previous podcast, because your story of like being afraid about what happened to you on exam day, we actually talked about that in an episode. So, tell us, Kenji, why did you think you had like ruined your score?
Okay, I was doing the IELTS test, and I was so confident because reading and listening and speaking, I believe that I got the score that I needed. But I was feeling so confident that when I took the writing part B, I just read whatever they were asking. I think it was something if government should interfere in the wealthy way of the population, in the wealthy way of living of the population. So I read it so fast, and then I started brainstorming the ideas, and then I was actually thinking, man, this is a very weird topic. Okay, let's go. And then start writing, and then I just heard the examiner saying that we only had 20 minutes left.
Yeah.
So I came back and started reading what they were asking. And then I realized they're not talking about the wealthy way of living, but the healthy way of living. So I just freaked out at that moment. I was, God, I don't know what am I going to do?
Like, how far into your essay were you? Was it like half written?
More than that, I mean, it was just missing a couple of lines and then the conclusion, and that was it.
All right, so what did you do? How did that happen to you and you still get a 7.5?
And, you know, it's funny that you were asking me that because it was probably because of the model type that you gave us during the test, you know, because you just have to insert some information. You don't have to really pay attention to all the words that you have to write. So I decided to go for, okay, I'm going to talk about healthy, but I have a lot of things regarding economic.
Right.
The economics. So I just, okay, this is going to be something about the government, you know, providing money for people to have a healthy life. And then I start erasing everything. And
oh my gosh.
Writing over. And then, you know, I didn't have any time to proofread in the end. And didn't read my essay during the end because it was already time to just give my test to the examiner. And I was so freaked out because I left the room and I didn't sign my name on the
test.
So I just heard this voice saying, is this test from you? Yes, it's mine. Thank you.
Oh my God. So
that's
my
because
God.
I think it's a miracle
you must have
that
been,
I got that score.
Like, I can't imagine how, like, emotionally exhausted and physically exhausted you must have been after all this. Like, this whole test day, yes, but then all of this added anxiety of, like, oh crap, what did I do? Just like, and then waiting for 2 weeks and that must have been rough, man.
I was thinking every day that I failed. So,
right?
Just because of that freaking writing part B.
I know, man. Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, it all turned out amazingly well. And I think one of the last posts I saw from you in our closed Facebook group, I think you were celebrating and you like posted a little celebration thing.
Yeah, I was getting drunk. I posted
it was
that.
So awesome. I was so stoked. I saw that.
So relieved.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Guys, if just as a side note, remember that this closed Facebook group we're talking about, this is only for 3 Keys students. And you could hear from this conversation how active the students and me are in this Facebook group. So I know that I was super stoked when I saw Kenji's drunken celebration post. I had a little chuckle. I think I loved it. I did the little heart thing on it, whatever. I mean, it's an awesome support system. And with that combined with Kenji's wife, I think we could do it. I think this is the support we need. So guys, if you're ready to get into that closed Facebook group and start learning these strategies, please go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right. Well, congratulations, dude. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you, Jessica. I'm so thankful because you made such an amazing test. And if it wasn't for it, I'm sure that I would not have passed the IELTS.
Oh, thank you. Well, yay. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to go celebrate now because that made me so happy.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Kenji, best of luck with your future. And thank you again for sharing your experience today.
Bye, Jessica.
All right, bye, Kenji.
thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.